Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Yo-Kai Legends. I'm your host, King Kappa, and today I'm going to tell you the origins of Japan's demons. First, Sekko, the small cyclops. Next, Kuroboko, the warehouse child. After that, Kurodama, the black demon. And finally, Mitsumen Uba, the three-faced woman. So, let's get started. Season 17, Episode 7, Yokai of Nightmares. Sekko, the small cyclops. The Sekko are a type of Yamawaro, which means mountain children, that are native to the mountains of the Kyushu region. They usually play tricks on mountain travelers, such as imitating people's voices or pulling people's legs down. Some believe that the best way to avoid Sekko is to scare them away with the shot of a rifle. Kuroboko, the warehouse child. The Kuroboko are strange, childlike yokai that appears in buildings intended for storage. It's a harmless yokai and are limited to cause noises inside large spaces. Some believe that if a Kuroboko stops staying at a family warehouse, it becomes extremely valuable. Kurodama, the black demon. The Kurodama consists of a black mass that protects people at night from mosquitoes and other pests. Some believe that the Kurodama is some kind of spectrum that takes the form of a dark yokai. Mitsumen Uba, the three-faced woman. The Mitsumen Uba is a three-faced female-like yokai that takes care of the Hitotsume Kozo, a cycloptic childlike yokai, kind of like a nanny. During the Edo period, there was a doctor named Okano Kendo. He was a good professional and enjoyed a great prestige. One day, he arrived at a residence when the sun was going down. He met his patient was the wife of an absent man, and when Kendo met the child, he noticed that the boy was a cycloptic monster known as Hitotsume Kozo. He was so frightened that Kendo uttered a scream of fright and froze in terror. Thank you for joining me for Yokai Legends. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram for the latest post. Until next time, I'm King Kappa, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Bye!